USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We certainly know that 12 or so families wake up this morning to tremendous loss, and we grieve with them.
That's counselor to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway, speaking of White House reaction to the mass shooting at a bar in Southern California last night that killed 12 people plus the shooter. That gunman, now identified by authorities as 28-year-old Ian Long, who had served in the U.S. Marines.
I know the president will stand behind law enforcement federally, state, and local as they continue their work. We won't interfere. We will completely support their work.
Among the 12 people Long shot and killed, a 29-year veteran sheriff's deputy. And authorities say Long then shot and killed himself. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg fell in her office last night. The 85-year-old justice is now at a hospital in Washington with 3 broken ribs. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Get ready for colder weather and take an extra 15% off. Give outerwear and boots for the family. Give Harry Potter sweatshirts and hoodies. And with an extra 15% off, a 6-quart Instant Pot is just $93.49. Plus, only at Kohl's, you get Kohl's cash to spend later. The more you give, the more Kohl's cash you get. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid November 7th through 15th with promo code KICKOFF15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
If President Trump goes forward with his re-election bid in 2020, he's apparently going to keep the same running mate. At least that's the indication after this question yesterday about whether he would run for re-election, and he looked at his VP, Mike Pence, and said,
Mike, will you be my running mate, huh? Stand up, Mike, please. Raise your right hand. Will you? Thank you. Okay, good. The answer is yes. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
The midterm election's not actually over yet, as there are still 15 congressional races up for grabs, a winner yet to be declared in Arizona and Florida Senate races. In Mississippi, the race for a special election Senate seat heading to a runoff election. In the 12 unresolved House races, Democrats are leading or favored to win at least 9 of them. An Arkansas man accused of making death threats against CNN anchor Don Lemon's been arrested. They say Benjamin Craig Matthews of Mountain Home made more than 40 threatening calls to CNN headquarters in Atlanta about him. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Canada is apologizing to Jewish refugees who were rejected entry during the 1930s. In the House of Commons, the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, gave a speech yesterday asking for forgiveness for his nation's refusal to grant asylum to fleeing Jewish refugees. He characterized the act as callous, and he says they contributed to sealing the cruel fates of far too many of those who were harmed in the Holocaust. In 1939, Canada did turn away the MS St. Louis, which was carrying over 900 Jewish people. For the first time in over a decade, less than a majority of Americans say crime is a very or extremely serious problem in America. A Gallup poll released yesterday said 49% believe it was a very or extremely serious problem, but that number is down 10% from where it was just a year ago. Half of the Americans surveyed say crime is a moderate or not at all a serious problem. It's the first time the top number dropped below 50% since 2004. And a Texas judge is letting his juvenile defendants go free after losing his re-election bid. Harris County Juvenile Court Judge Glenn Devlin releasing at least 7 young people who appeared before him yesterday before letting them go, asking them if they planned on killing anybody. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.